It seems like there is barely an industry not affected by staff shortages at the moment. From bricklayers to heavy haulage drivers to fruit pickers and hospitality workers. In a moment you will hear from a restaurant that's being swamped by demand from hungry customers, but it can't find staff. One of the biggest hotel groups in Western Australia is owned by Peter Prendeville, whose company has the Mangrove and the Continental in Broome. Earlier this month, he told ABC Radio that staff shortages forced the closure of the Conti, which is undergoing renovations.
What we don't have access to that we normally would is obviously the backpackers, the 457 visa holders, the working holiday visas and international students. So access to those workers is really diminished for everybody. The difficulties in accessing labour and ensuring that we're delivering to people's expectations, that the customer service that we want to give and that we expect to give is up to standard. So one of the reasons we didn't open the Conti last year is because we wanted to upgrade it, but we couldn't have opened it anyway because we didn't have the labour. And we couldn't have serviced the customers in the way that we wanted to service them.
That's hotelier Peter Prendeville. When a Broome restaurant opened last Thursday after the Christmas break, it was inundated with takeaway orders. The restaurant is also short-staffed, and it missed 146 phone calls from customers that night. Ginrab Thai had only one chef in the kitchen, and owner Martin Long says he's got two chefs stuck in Sydney. Martin told Hinako Shiraishi no locals are applying for the vacancies.
It's not unusual for us after we come back from our break at the end of the year to be totally swamped with people that have been waiting for us to open.
It's a very good sign.
And I think, you know, over the Christmas break and New Year, there's quite a lot of other restaurants do the same thing. They have their little break after a hard year. So, yeah, we were expecting to get swamped, but we were understaffed because we're two cook staff short at present moment. So my wife, Air, was busy as a beaver on the wok, and we managed to train up a few other staff around her to support her in that role. And Thursday night was really hectic and very busy, but Friday we were much more organised and things went much more smoothly from there on in. So.
And you said you trained staff to support her. How did you train them? Are they going to be the next chefs?
Not at this stage. We're still hopeful to get our chefs. We've got some chefs already organised, but unfortunately they're in Sydney at the present moment. So with the COVID situation and the border closure, they're unable to make it over here. They can't even go into quarantine for 14 days. They don't fall into the exempt category. So we'll just have to patiently wait for them to come over. But in the meantime, we've just trained up our existing staff to not be future chefs, but just an extension on their skills to help air out on the wok.
Are you doing anything more to combat this staff shortage?
Really, it's just a matter of just pivoting the business a little bit in terms of just modifying what we'd normally do. Unfortunately, we're not able to open for dine-ins at the present moment for dinner time. So we're just sticking to, I guess you could call it a COVID model, where we're just doing deliveries and takeaway food for the dinner service. And also just limiting the menu a little bit to not make any dishes that take long time, such as spicy salads, and also, you know, where it needs a skilled chef to make those particular dishes. So.
From the COVID crisis, has anything positive come out of it for your business?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it taught us to just be very flexible with our business, and it we were able to pivot the business, to change the business model to suit the situation and keep everyone employed, which was our primary focus. So we ended up, by the end of the year, of course, we had a massive influx of tourists come to Broome, which was much needed and much appreciated. And we ended up, you know, we were well in excess of our turnover from the previous year by the end of 2020. And, yeah, we couldn't have been happy with the way it all went.
You were in excess, even though there was the pandemic and the lockdowns and everything.
Yeah, we were just quiet for, you know, it was from middle of March through to end of May. We were a bit quieter and we were just doing takeaways and deliveries. But once the borders or the internal border opened up and we were able to have dining customers here and people were travelling from Perth, we were absolutely swamped. We were like turning away probably 40 to 50 people a night for dine-ins, and, you know, we'd had to turn the phones off at about 7:30. We'd go back to the phones at about 9 o'clock and we've missed 150 calls or something ridiculous like that. So, it ended up being a very positive year and just taught us some really good lessons on and gave us some confidence as far as moving forward. If we unfortunately have to, you know, change the model, that we can do it quite easily and quickly and still be profitable and successful. So that seems to be working quite well at the moment. We've been pretty busy, things are picking up, so we'll just do the best we can. That's all we can do.
And have you considered hiring uni students from around the area or high school students from around Broome?
We did advertise, but we haven't had one local person apply for any jobs whatsoever. So, if that's an option, certainly, but we haven't had anyone apply
not one.
For that. No, not one.
And how do you usually find your staff?
Well, cooking staff specifically, they need to be Thai and trained up in the subtle balance of flavours of Thai food. But others, like wait staff, they're normally backpackers, working holiday visa people. We've currently got four of those working for us. They're all from China, and they are absolutely fantastic workers. They're the best workers, great people, and so reliable. They're really, really good people. So.
And I remember on your Facebook page, you posted looking for a delivery driver and some front of house staff. Did you find any people interested through that Facebook post?
We managed to source some people that were working holiday visa. And what tends to happen is once you employ a couple of those type of people, they've got their own little grapevine that works pretty well. So we managed to pick up another two people through that means, yeah.
And if things continue for the next year as they have and there is no working holiday visa people coming through, how are you going to fare?
The people we've got committed to us at the moment, they're here for at least 12 months, so I think we'll be fine for this year. It's just a matter of time when the border opens, we'll pick up the two cook staff from the eastern states and, yeah, we'll be fine.
That's Martin Long, who's the owner of a Thai restaurant in Broome, speaking to Hinako Shiraishi about difficulties finding staff at the moment. The Broome Chamber of Commerce has been working on a marketing campaign to get university students to fill some positions. CEO of the Broome Chamber of Commerce, Elaine Jolliffe, explained the scheme to Hannah Barry.
Being the Broome Chamber of Commerce, a lot of our members have been experienced throughout 2020 extreme staff shortages. We at the Chamber have been discussing with a number of universities down in the metro area about having their students come up while on work placement, do their work placements here and work locally in a local business to help fill the gaps with their staffing shortages.
And the way that work placements normally work down in Perth is that if you are committing to a work placement or something like that, it makes it quite difficult to continue working, continue working normally, so like in your regular job, because if you're asked to do this many hours as a nurse, it can be quite difficult to balance those two. How are you guys working with the unis in order to make sure that students are sort of able to strike that balance and contribute to Broome as well?
So the uni students are fully supported and because they are coming up with a purpose, their timetables and their work rosters will be catered to be suitable and flexible to the needs of the students. Now, the students that are coming up are looking forward to receiving some extra pocket money while doing and helping out our local businesses while doing their work placements.
So accommodation's already organised for a lot of them and they'd be working in Broome cafes and restaurants and stuff. What sort of experience would you hope that they would get under their belt, and is there any hope that maybe they'd stay on and maybe become residents of Broome?
Well, ultimately, that is the goal. We always encourage regional migration, but the experience that a lot of our local businesses are asking for are RSAs, basic barista skills, and basic customer service, and the willingness to get out there and give it a go. So that's all that our local businesses are asking for, and what we're hoping the uni students will obtain while being here in the region is a sense of community, a sense of collaboration and, you know, just to be a part of the community.
Have you had a fair bit of interest at this stage or is it sort of still early days?
It is still early days. We've had a little bit of interest. It's just we're expecting it to increase once the university term starts.
So are we hoping to sort of get people signed up in the January, February months? Because I understand that some unis just sort of start February or March.
Yes, no. So signed up in the January, February months, up here doing their work placements, helping out our local businesses as we kick off to the tourist season.
In terms of staff shortages in general, we can see that a few businesses are, there's signs up around town looking for staff at the minute. How have you seen it play out? Is it getting better? Or what, like, what's the feeling?
Since the impacts of COVID-19, we have had some regional migration happened in the Broome and Kimberley region, that it's slowly getting back on top. We are also working with Department of Home Affairs as well as the state government and a number of global work and travel organisations on the East Coast, because they do have a number of people, overseas people, that are still in Australia, primarily based on the East Coast, that are looking for an adventure west and to get out of those COVID hotspots.
It's not even a case now of some people who, or some businesses who can't get staff. It's some, like the Thai place in town, they've actually had their chefs locked out thanks to the quarantine restrictions that have sort of cropped up. Are you guys doing anything to try your best to support those people who are having to put off open dates because they're waiting for their staff to get back in the state?
We do sympathise with them. Unfortunately, McGowan's rules are McGowan's rules and we all have to abide by them. And, I mean, ultimately it's for the best outcomes for our local community.
That's Elaine Jolliffe speaking to Hannah Barry. Elaine Jolliffe is the CEO of the Broome Chamber of Commerce and they're working on a marketing campaign to try and get university students to come north and maybe fill some vacancies.